he might kill the next guy, the son.
His son.
If he does the same way as the guy he killed. We're gonna shoot missiles and destroy some stuff.
Yeah.
But if you wanna like win, if you wanna like make the country do what you want, you have to put people there.
I was hearing something that we killed kids in the war. Could be
actually. There's been some collateral damage, yeah, for sure. They always die in war, too. So their rage is chemical weapon. It's like Pandora's box.
A nuclear and chemical safety branch chief in the United States Department of the Army spills detailed information about their possession of nerve agents.
And lungs won't work, your mouth won't work, nothing will work.
Revealing that a U.S. Army chemist was exposed to the nerve agent due to careless handling.
She's supposed to wear all this gear and she's like, I don't like it. She just wore like Crocs and her own clothes.
Yeah.
And so it soaked in her clothes. Doing this so very well on her skin, so she could literally start touching stuff. Other people would touch like a door,
mm-hmm.
and then people would die.
Then goes on to reveal intimate details about the U.S. nuclear arsenal.
So you said there's missiles underground.
Also discloses that the United States military has no official plans to nuke Iran.
We're not thinking about nuking anybody. We're not moving nukes. We're not going to nuke.
And the exact methods that the U.S. uses to defend against nuclear attacks.
We have all these sensors in space. We have radars, all these sensors to detect a launch. Space satellites,
okay.
With radars, you see it. On the radar, you actually see the thing flying.
And confirms what many have suspected, that Ukrainian officials were using the money sent from the United States to buy themselves mansions and luxury sports cars.
I worked on Obama's tax money that he said. They just stole it and they bought houses, cars, like $100,000 cars. If they can get themselves rich and leave and go live in Dubai, that's better than, yeah, they don't care about the people. That government is so corrupt. You're not a spy, right?
No.
Your eyes have mesmerized me so much that I'm almost going to tell you. That's why that's the easiest way to get intelligence. Like, just send a pretty girl, talk to the guy.
I'm independent journalist Brianna Morello here filling in for James O'Keefe for the latest exclusive report inside the U.S. Department of the Army.
I do work with like chemical weapons, nuclear weapons, but I do the safety security stuff. He's chief of chemical nuclear surety, which not many people like outside, but in this world, surety means safety, reliability, security. It's like all the
right.
Surety just means like all the things to keep it safe. I make sure that people are reliable. There's no psycho people working on the weapons. You don't want a psycho person with access to that stuff.
Andrew Hogg is a nuclear and chemical surety branch chief with the U.S. Department of the Army. He reveals a surprising amount of detailed information to our undercover journalists about the locations of the U.S. nuclear arsenal and the methods that are being used by the United States to defend against foreign nuclear attacks. To protect U.S. national security interests, we have omitted certain pieces of information from this report.
So you said there's missiles underground.
In the Cold War days, we had them like all over the place.
Wow.
Now we've kind of shrunk them down with Russia working with treaties. But then now you got China that's like, well, I don't have a treaty. So China's building more. They're planning to build more than we got.
Okay,
so
really?
So that's the problem. Like, we have all these sensors in space. We have radars, all these sensors to detect a launch.
You detect a launch coming from someone else?
Yeah, with space satellites,
oh, okay.
With radars. You'll see it. Well, on the radar, you actually see the thing flying. You'll know how big it is, the speed. That's a missile. I mean, you can tell all this stuff.
According to Andrew Hogg, nuclear officials that oversee the missile launch procedures are trained to initiate a launch even if it is a Girl Scout that presents the launch order with the correct codes.
Fire.
We're literally trained that, you know, if a Girl Scout, this is serious, we were always trained if a Girl Scout gives you a message, a launch message, she knocks on your door, goes, here you go, she gives you a launch message on a box of cookies, she wrote it down. If you can, if it passes all the checks, go. If she just passes it on to you, that's what we're trying to say. No matter how you get it, take action. Because that's how you have to do in a war, because you don't know. They can take down most of the communication. So it's an extreme example, but we actually train that. Like, no matter what, you go.
While the example may sound humorous, imagine if this branch chief was actually talking to a Chinese spy. He has now just revealed where our nukes are stored and the exact method we would use to defend ourselves against Chinese nukes. And even revealed that if China wanted to trigger a false launch from the U.S., all they need is the launch code and a Girl Scout. On a second interaction, Andrew Hogg went into details about the war with Iran, confirming that there are no plans to nuke Iran. But in the wake of the February assassination of the Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, Hogg tells our journalist that President Trump is going to kill his son, Mojtaba Khamenei, if he, quote, doesn't change his ways.
Do you think we're actually
going to nuke Iran? No, we're not moving nukes to Iran. We're not going to nuke it. We're not building it down.
Yeah.
We're not thinking about nuking anybody.
Do you think we're
going to
kill one of them?
Yeah, I don't know who, but he might kill the next guy, the son.
His son?
Yeah, because the son took over. He won't be any different.
You think they would kill him?
If he doesn't change his ways, then he'd be killed.
The journalist goes on to ask Andrew Hogg about the March 2026 strike in Minab, Iran, which killed over 150 school children. It has been deemed a violation of international humanitarian law.
This is the moment a missile slammed into an Iranian base in Minab. Weapons experts tell CNN the wings and tail are consistent with a Tomahawk missile. This new video is the clearest evidence yet that suggests it was the United States that struck an elementary school next to that Revolutionary Guards base, killing scores of students.
To which Andrew coldly replies, quote, there's been collateral damage. They, meaning kids, always die in war.
I was hearing something that we killed kids in war. Did we actually?
I'm sure it has been some collateral damage. Yeah, for sure. Well, I mean, they always die in war. Yeah. But you fight. I mean,
but we actually did kill a kid though?
Yes. Not intentionally, but yeah. I'm sure we've killed civilians here through Iran. Look at every single possible, what size weapon, what size do you hear, so let's use this weapon versus that weapon that might be safer. School over here, you identify all incidents here, what's here. It's an apartment building.
But perhaps the most disturbing of all, Andrew Hogg details how the U.S. is researching and developing nerve agents or chemical weapons in a laboratory in Aberdeen, Maryland.
So nerve agents is a chemical weapon that if you spray it on people, it will make a certain enzyme, which is called cholinesterase. It regulates your neural transmissions, okay? So with this chemical, with your agent, it kills that enzyme, and your lungs won't work, your mouth won't work, nothing will work. We have us here, just here, and just sit down.
The nerve agent that Andrew is describing here is sarin. It's a highly toxic human-made organophosphorus. Sarin acts as a potent inhibitor of enzymes, and over time, the binding becomes irreversible. In 1987, the U.S. joined the Chemical Weapons Convention, which bans the development, stockpiling, and use of chemical weapons. The U.S. had about 30,000 tons of chemical weapons, including nerve agents. In July 2023, the U.S. completed destruction of the last declared chemical weapons at the Bluegrass Army Depot in Kentucky. As long as the nerve agents are not weaponized, the U.S. is allowed to conduct research and development for scientific purposes such as preventative treatment. However, this becomes more concerning when Andrew Hogg reveals that one of the chemists in that lab was so careless, refusing to wear appropriate safety gear, that she accidentally exposed herself to the nerve agent.
She was just being lazy, and she wore Crocs, and she, got lazy.
What?
Like she's a lab cuss. She's a lab tech. She's supposed to wear all this gear, and she's like, I don't like it. She just wore like Crocs and her own clothes.
Yeah.
And so it soaked in her clothes. I mean, just soaked very water again. So she could literally just start touching stuff. I think people would touch like a door,
mm-hmm.
and then people would die.
The journalists also questioned Andrew Hugg on Ukraine and whether the diplomats were really using U.S. aid to buy themselves mansions and sports cars. And the nuclear branch chief confirms, quote, they stole our money. They bought houses, $100,000 cars. They can get themselves rich and go live in Dubai.
Like I said, I lived in Ukraine and worked there with the government.
Really?
That government is so corrupt. Like, they stole our money. Like, I worked on Obama's tax money that he said. They just stole it and they bought houses, cars, like $100,000 cars. They're officials in the government.
Yeah.
So they get their hands on the tax money from you and me.
Oh my gosh.
And they're like, oh yeah. They just, and then now that it's like $100 billion, $200 billion, they're like stealing it all. So.
Dang. Okay. So
yeah, it's terrible.
Why would they use that money for that when they need it for like nuclear weapons?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, exactly. But that's, if they can get themselves rich and leave and go live in Dubai, that's better than, yeah, they don't care about the people. No, they couldn't care less about the people.
Andrew Hugg even details that he personally witnessed 10 Ukrainian officials steal $1 million each and immediately spend it on luxury cars.
Like, you can tell about Ukraine and how corrupt, and like, when I was there, they stole $1 million one day. That was the first thing I saw stolen was $1 million, and they bought these guys that make $350 a month in their political job. Each guy, 10 guys, stole $1 million. They each bought a $100,000 car, like BMW 7, Range Rover, all $100,000 cars from the money Obama gave. Yeah.
The branch chief claims he reported it to the Obama White House, to which they replied, quote, we don't care.
Did anything ever happen with that? Like,
I reported it, and guess what the White House said? We don't care. Don't talk about it. We don't want that in the paper because it makes Obama look bad. It looks like he's not in control. Yeah, they don't care. It's like, it's $1 million. We don't care.
Toward the end of the interaction, Andrew Hugg waited for the journalist outside of the bathroom and confronted her, asking whether she is a spy, indicating that Andrew is well aware that the information he was spilling could be severely incriminating if she, in fact, were a spy.
Hey!
Hey.
You met me. That's so sweet.
Mm-hmm. You're not spying. You're not spying, though,
you're
right?
You're just powerful.
But you're not spying, right?
You're just powerful.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that.
Let's go back to the table.
Okay, so.
As political tensions appear to be reaching a boiling point all over the world, and the U.S. officially entered a state of open warfare with Iran, national security and discretion is more important than ever. Andrew Hugg is lucky that he was talking to an OMG undercover journalist and not an Iranian spy, as he casually discussed Trump's strategy and intentions. When a top nuclear official is this loose-lipped about our defensive measures, Iranian war plans, locations of nukes, while our country is actively at war, it puts every single one of us in mortal danger. And as always, if you are on the inside of any government agency, federal, state, or local office, and you see corruption, if you know that the American people are being lied to, reach out to us. Email us at tips@okeefmediagroup.com or text us at 914-491-9395. An OMG journalist will get right back to you. Stay tuned.
He was basically admitting the fact that the agencies committed treason on camera.
There's a whole science behind eliciting information out of people.
We leverage online dating platforms like Hinge, Bumble, or Tinder.
Swipe repeatedly until you match with someone of public importance that you go meet with undercover.
Individuals who have the potential to help us expose any sort of corruption.
Disney, Meta, the IRS, MSNBC, the NFL, Department of Defense, we've done it all.
I set up several online dating profiles, and little did I know I was talking to a senior person within the CIA.
This is what I do for a living.
I work in CIA.
We collect information from him.
From Trump?
Yeah.
This guy was talking about how they withheld important intelligence from the president.
This investigation was much bigger than any of us anticipated. All I could think of was, do not get caught.
Are you recording me?
No, of course not.
This video is brought to you by Citizen Journalism Foundation.